Chicago Police, Man Charged with Sexual Abuse of 6-Year-Old at McDonald's. By Amy Furr on August 23, 2022. A man has been accused of sexually abusing a 6-year-old boy at the former Rock and Roll McDonald's in Chicago. Law enforcement alleged 62-year-old Brian Sutton of Flint, Michigan, molested the child inside a bathroom stall on Saturday, CWV Chicago reported Monday. He also allegedly attacked a 61-year-old male security guard who tried to detain him inside the restaurant, 600 North Clark Street, the outlet continued, adding Chicago officers later tased the suspect before taking him into custody. A photo showed the suspect with a bandage taped to his forehead. He was charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse of a child and aggravated kidnapping. The suspect was scheduled to appear in bond court Tuesday. Meanwhile, the boy was taken to a hospital in good condition. But it was apparently not the first such incident involving a child to happen at the McDonald's. In March 2020, an illegal alien felon was arrested after allegedly sexually assaulting a 3-year-old girl in the McDonald's restroom, Breitbart News reported at the time. The suspect had been freed several times by the sanctuary state of Illinois, the outlet continued. Christopher Puente, a 34-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, was charged in Chicago with one count of predatory criminal sexual assault after he allegedly locked himself in a McDonald's bathroom stall with a 3-year-old girl and proceeded to sexually assault her, according to law enforcement. Puente allegedly admitted to Cook County prosecutors that on February 24, he lured the 3-year-old girl into a men's bathroom stall in McDonald's before placing her on his lap, pulling off her pants, and covering her mouth as he sexually assaulted her. The girl's father was in the next stall with her brother and heard her crying "Daddy, Daddy" in the moments before he tried to get into the stall to rescue her. When he could not pry the door open, he took hold of her legs from underneath and pulled her out. The suspect was arrested a few days later. Puente has a long criminal history in the U.S. after first illegally crossing the southern border sometime before 2011. Puente has two felony convictions for burglary in 2011 and 2017 and was convicted of forgery in 2012, the outlet said. In 2019, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, asked that Puente be handed to them after an arrest regarding theft, but the state of Illinois released him. Later, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D., and the Chicago Police Department defended freeing the man before the alleged sexual assault, Breitbart News reported on March 5, 2020. Lightfoot said in part, "ICE officials are critical because we have said very clearly we are a welcoming city, a sanctuary city. Chicago Police Department will not cooperate with ICE on any immigration-related business."